Dylan, that looked like quite a battle out there today.
It was, yeah. It was a tough game. You know, I thought it was 50-50. You know, they could have won it, but then we had just as many, if not more, chances to nick it, you know. But it was, I think the draw in the end was a fair result, and we'll take it. We'll go back home next week and hopefully get the 3 points.
Was it good to be back in the starting lineup?
Yeah, loved it. It was brilliant. You know, came back from injury last week and I had to wait my turn. I got it earlier than I expected with Joel getting injured, and I thought I played well last week, and I thought I've done all right again today. Just a bit disappointed on my set plays, but hopefully next week it'll be better.
It's good to be back at the club in general.
Yeah, I always love coming down. You know, it's been a great experience. I've played, I think that's my 20th, if not into the 20 games I've played for Boston now, so it's all experience, you know, and I've been really enjoyed it.
Are you playing for your future now? I understand you've been told you haven't got a future at Sunderland, yeah. So what's the situation for you now?
Just play as best as I can each game, you know. There's always going to be people watching, especially if we're getting the playoffs, you know. It's bumped my crowds in it, you know, and people are always going to be watching us, and I'll just have to try and impress, you know, and play for a contract somewhere else. So it didn't work out at Sunderland, so never mind, you know, move on.
How tough was that to take, being told you won't be staying at Sunderland?
Yeah, it was tough, but I'm mentally prepared for it anyways, because in my head I seen it coming, you know. I didn't play as many games as I would have liked, didn't get the opportunity, so, you know, I seen it coming, but so I did prepare for it, you know. I wasn't in my head thinking I was going to get one and then absolutely, like, broken. I was mentally strong and ready for it.
Would you be interested at staying at this level beyond this season into next season?
To be honest, I haven't really thought about it, you know. I'm just playing me games, and that's something I'm going to have to think about and see what happens, and see if there's any offers from anywhere, even including Boston, you know. We'll have to see, and I'll take it from there at the end of the season.
Obviously, you're travelling down from the northeast. Do you find that a chore at all, or do you not mind it?
That's fine, it's alright. I'm used to it now. The first few weeks was, you know, a bit like never ends, you know, getting to Boston and back, but it's fine, I'm used to it now, and today is the best one.
Yeah.
You know, I'll be back home in a few hours, even not even that, so this is a good one today.
But as for Boston, there's some massive games to come, and you must be relishing that game against Nuneaton next Saturday. That's going to be a real key game.
Yeah, it's a big one. Yeah, it's massive. But I'm glad we're at home, you know, in front of the crowd. There should be quite a few there, like the Roses. And we're happy with the point today. We could have nicked it, but we'll take it back home next week. And like I say, we'll try and get the 3 against Nuneaton.
And you seem to be hitting form at just the right time of the season.
Yeah, I'm happy with that. I was poor before I got injured, and two or three games before that, I was quite, my performances weren't very good, but, you know, I'm back on it now, I'm back fit, I'm getting fit, I played 90 minutes 2 weeks in a row now, and I'm hitting my highs, I'm on my way.
And defensively, the team's looking quite strong at the moment.
I thought we were brilliant today, you know. The other three in defence, won every header, you know. I don't win too many headers, I've got to do more on the floor, but yeah, I thought they were brilliant as a unit, and then Fab and goal, unbelievable, kept winning the game, you know, took a point home.
And was your heart in the mouth at the end when Fab made those two saves and added time?
Because it was my fault, that's why. Because Pidge didn't win the header and I had to cover around. I didn't cover around as much as I thought I had of, and it was my fault. And I was lying on the floor thinking, oh no, but Fab got us out of it, you know, twice. So thanks to him.
Well, honestly, thanks, mate.
Thanks, mate. Thank you very much.